ओम शांति इंग्लिश अव्यक मुगली ऑफ 18th जुलाई 1996 इट इज द रिवाइज अव्यक मुगली ऑफ बाप दादा ऑफ 26th अक्टूबर 1975 अलाउइंग द स्नेक दैट इज द विशियस बॉडी टू फिनिश द एंटायर इनकम बाप दादा इज सीइंग ऑल द चिल्ड्रन एज टू वेदर दे हैव ऑल डन द कोर्स सिंस कमिंग हियर यू हैव डन द कोर्स हैव यू नॉट After the course, there is the revision course. After the revision course, the final course is the realization course. That is, whatever you have heard, whatever you have attained, whatever activities you saw of the Father, to what extent have you merged all of this within yourself and to what extent have you wasted it? Are you those who just heard or have you also become complete? Have you become powerful or have you just become those who sing the praise of Bap Dada and others? Have you become an embodiment of knowledge, an embodiment of remembrance, a complete embodiment of all the divine virtues and an embodiment of constant service? Or have you just become those who remember all these things? Knowledge is very high, yoga is very elevated, it is essential to imbibe the divine virtues and the duty of I, a Brahmin, is to do service. Do you just remember all these things or do you also become an embodiment of them? To realize yourself in this way is the final course. Just as you finish the old accounts at Deepavali and begin a new account and also check your register, so too, all of you have to check your register from the beginning to the end. That is, how many marks have you claimed in each subject until today? According to the time, since your destination and your double aim can be seen clearly in front of you, the aim of the present confluence aged angelic form and the aim of the future deity form, since your aim is clear, are the qualifications of your aim just as clearly visible? Before bringing about world transformation, have you brought about transformation in yourself? Do you experience this? Have you checked yourself in this way? Bap Dada checked every child's register. Bap Dada also saw the result of those who wrote a story of their karma. What did Baba see? Many souls, due to fear and shame, did not even bother to write. However, Bap Dada, in the form of the incorporeal father and the corporeal father, has the register of all the children from the beginning up to now. No one can erase this. There are three types of result in the register up to now. One is to hide, the second is to be trapped somewhere or the other, and the third is to create excuses due to carelessness. Children are very clever in giving excuses. They tell many wonderful stories in order to hide themselves or their mistakes. If such stories from the beginning until now had been collected together, huge scriptures like those of today would have been created. By trying to prove their mistake correct, instead of accepting it to be a mistake, or in trying to prove something false to be the truth, many become like the black-coated lawyers of today. Instead of fighting with Maya, they are very clever in fighting such cases. However, they do not remember that justifying themselves at this time means that they deprive themselves for many births of all attainments received from Bap Dada. Those who try to prove something definitely have sanskars of stubbornness. Such souls cannot attain salvation. At present, the majority have failed the first lesson of having pure vision, that is, of having an attitude of brotherly vision. Even now, there are very few obedient children who obey this first order of Baba's. Because of repeatedly disobeying this order, they continue to carry a burden of themselves. The reason for this is that they do not know the importance of the main subject of purity. They do not have knowledge of the loss caused by this. To be trapped in any bodily being through your thoughts or reactions, to touch the snake of the vicious body, means to finish the income that you have accumulated until now. No matter how much experience of knowledge you have, or however much attainment you have experienced through remembrance, or however much service you may have done through your body, mind or wealth, by touching the snake of the body, then just like the poison of a snake finishes a person as soon as he is touched by it, so too, this snake, that is the poison of being trapped by a body, finishes all income. it makes a black mark in your register of the income you have already accumulated, and it is very difficult to remove. Just as the fire of yoga burns all the sins of the past, in the same way, the fire of indulging in the vice burns all the charity performed in the past. Do not consider this to be something ordinary. This is a matter similar to falling from the first fifth floor. Even now, many children under the influence of sanskars of carelessness do not even understand this as aspect to be a severe mistake or sin. They speak of it in an ordinary way. I made this mistake 4 to 5 times. I will not do it again in the future. Even when speaking about it, they do not know. They don't have any form of repentance, but it is as though they are simply relating ordinary news. Internally, they have this aim. These things will continue to happen anyway. The destination is very high, and so how would I be able to do this? However, even today, Bap Dada is giving a strict warning to such sinful souls who also defame knowledge. It is this. If you do not finish this mistake by considering it to be a severe mistake, then you will receive very serious punishment. Because of constantly being disobedient, you will not be able to reach an elevated stage. Instead of standing in the line of those who attain something, you will be standing in the line of those who are repenting. There will be cries of victory for those who attain something, whereas the sight and sound of distress will emerge from the eyes and lips of those who repent. The Brahmins who attain all attainments will see such souls as those who are in the line of those who defame the clan. The ugliness of the sins committed by them will be very clearly visible on their face. This is why you have to consider this to be a very strong mistake. Repent for your past mistakes from your heart now. Clear it with the Father and finish your burden. Punish yourself severely so that you are liberated from the punishment of the future. If even now you try to hide from the Father, or you move along whilst trying to justify yourself, then it means to compromise now. That means to cry out in distress at the end, and to cry out in distress in your mind now. What can I do? I can't experience any happiness. I don't have any success. I don't have the experience of all attainments. In this way, you will cry out now, and at the end also, you will cry saying that that was your fortune. To compromise at this time means to cry out in distress again and again. If you simply compromise at this time, it means that you are burning your elevated fortune of many births. Therefore, pay special attention to this particular aspect. Do not touch this poisonous snake even in your thoughts. So Baba especially saw carelessness in the register. Baba told you another result yesterday of the aspects in which you stop instead of going into the stage of ascent. Instead of the fast speed, you have a mediocre speed. This is the result of the majority of you. Therefore, now realize this by yourself. That is the complete realization course. Check yourself very carefully in every subject. To what extent have I put into practice all the maryadas, all the Baba's orders and elevated directions? Check this as well, and offer the final sacrifice in the great sacrificial fire of Madhuban for all time. Do you understand? Don't take any wrong advantage of Baba's form of love at the present time. Otherwise, in front of the final form of the great death, you will have to repent 1,000-fold for each mistake. Acha? To those Brahmins and so deities who understand through signals, to those who have all rights or to all attainments, to those who let the past be the past and who make every thought of the present and the future elevated, to such lights of the Brahmin clan, to the stars of hope and the fortunate souls who awaken their own fortune as well as the future fortune of the world, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. And we the spiritual children give a lot of love, remembrance and namaste to our dearest Bap Dada. Avyakt Bap Dada's personal meeting with senior brothers and sisters. Just like Brahma Baba, do the Maharathis also constantly experience themselves to be instruments the same as the Father? The speciality of the Maharathis is that they do not have any consciousness of I. they should naturally have the nature of being an instrument and a server. They don't have to create this nature, and their thoughts, words and deeds are naturally according to their nature. Feelings of world benefit are clearly visible in every deed performed by the Maharathis. The practical proof of this is that they would very firmly have the lesson of you first in order to keep other souls ahead of them. They would never say I first. By saying you first, they become instrument to bring benefit to those souls. Such Maharathis who have such elevated feelings and an elevated nature are said to be the same as the Father. Maharathis are the great donors who donate their own time, their facilities of comfort, their virtues and powers they have attained to other souls for their progress. Such a soul is called a great donor. The thought and word of such a great donor automatically become a blessing. Whatever thoughts or words such a soul has for others, these will become a blessing for other souls, because to be a great donor means to be an embodiment of renunciation and tapasya. This is why the practical fruit of their renunciation, tapasya and great donation is that their every thought becomes a blessing. This is why praise of a Maharathi is sung as that of being a great donor and a bestower of blessing. A gathering of such Maharathi souls works like a light stand, light and might house. You are making such preparations, are you not? To prepare such a gathering means to have victory over their before there are cries of distress. This scene would also be a very wonderful scene. On the one hand, there would be a great distress, and on the other hand, there will be a victory. Acha, Om Shanti.